Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, hello everybody. Here it is, Saturday night, reputed to be the loneliest night of the week. But I don't think so. We're all together, and I like the way that sounds. So, yes, I'm Deborah Lee. I will be your love doctor of sorts, you could say, for the next 2 hours. Remind you that we don't just love questions. We do anything reasonable. I mean, some class with so far off the grid, no, it's just not going to happen. But yeah, somebody here in Facebook just said, separated by an ocean, but joined by the heart. That is beautiful. So I really like that appeared on here. With that said, I want to remind everyone we're using ordinary playing cards for the readings that will be conducted here during the show. This is not to be confused with, say, tarot readings, oracle cards, or any other systems that are out there. This is personal prophecy. I believe it stands on its own. But I guess you'll be the judge. We find that there's an awful lot of accuracy in this deck. But remember, the cards themselves hold no power. It's those of us who are using them as the focal point for intuitive perception. So I also want to mention that I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers. And those on Facebook, should we get to them for their readings? I consider it my personal preference. I know others do their own way, which is very cool. But I like to do it with the standard layout that I use when I'm meeting with my private clients. So I think that's about all I need to say. And so I am now going to talk over to Mr. Jimbo Fantastico.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind all the folks that are joining us tonight on whatever platform that may be. If you are international, you must let us know at any time you show up. And we'll give you live international shout-outs. And we'll start off with the folks we have right now. We have Laura and Jeanette up in Canada, and we have Virgil in England, the land of the Ings. So, but anytime anybody else comes rolling in, we'll give them a live shout-outs if they're international. 515-602-9676, number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. You will hear the show while you wait, but you're in the queue then, you know everything's cool. If you hear silence, something didn't go right. Hang up and call back.
Excuse me.
Facebookers, if we get opportunity, and that depends on the calls, we will turn to you for readings, but that's only if the calls go down, they slim down. Wednesday's the alternate Wednesday where we guarantee you readings. We can't guarantee Facebookers anything on other nights. It all depends on Lady Luck and the phone lines. We have...
Also, Jim, we don't rush readings just to try and get as many done as we can. We don't rush readings either. To just kind of gloss over people's situations. We give you as much as we can.
We have Kara Louise.
Kara Louise.
In Australia, the land down under.
Oh,
yes, indeed.
Who else do you have?
I've got everybody else. All right, when you hear that sound, folks, if you're getting a reading from Deborah, when you hear the harps, please let that be known that that's a sound means a couple things. First, the reading's ending, so please let it end. It's not a time to start firing off last-minute questions. No, get your questions up front, please. That'd be the greatest thing to do. But also, I will give you an angel card tonight, a single deck, the deck with no name, but it's an angel card, and it'll have a message from an archangel. So they will get a message. You will get a message from an archangel, and it's see what Lady Fortune will give you for that. Just one single card, and then we'll move on to the next person. All right, folks, today is National Chip and Dip Day.
Oh, and we didn't get any.
And it's National Puppy Day.
Yeah,
puppies. Everybody like puppies. And, for some reason, so that's kind of wacky. I don't read every single day it is if it's stupid.
Apparently.
Right. There's some of them are dumb. National Tamale Day. Hey.
Never had one.
It's pretty hard not to have
Excuse
one.
Me. Have you? Well, had a tamale?
Yeah, they're Mexican.
Yeah, I know, Jeanette. We missed it. On it.
What'd you miss?
Chip and Dip Day.
Well, I mean, it's today, yeah, but we could still get out some chips and dip, you know. It's like Christmas. It's like every day is pretty much Chip and Dip Day. Yeah, this is the national day that is honored. All right, what do you got? Got things to talk about?
Just checking. Nothing substantial. All pretty frivolous, so.
Okay, well, that's pristine.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do this then. Caller. First caller is area code 857 in Massachusetts. 857, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Welcome. Glad to have you with us.
Thank you.
Hello.
This is Lisa. I've called before. You hear me?
Oh, yes. Hello, Lisa.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, Lisa,
Jim, I have to say something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jim has a very nice, his voice is very, he has a nice voice that, like, for a nice announcer.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I agree. And I've been telling him he needs to get a sports podcast going.
Oh, yes.
Because he's very knowledgeable and he loves to gel with people over sports. So I think he'd be very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As long as somebody's willing to pay me, and they're not, that's the problem. There's the problem is the money.
Lisa, I was going to say to you, after you called us last time, I remembered who you are. You called very early in my radio career. I remember, and we would talk about your shoes. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Really, you had shoe talk.
Are you still writing? What would we call that? I'm not going to say it's porn because it wasn't, but...
Whoa!
What's another word? She would write these...
It's erotica. Erotica.
Erotica,
okay.
Yes.
International shout-out to Terry Sue in England.
Terry Sue, glad to have you. Well, Lisa, have you ever done anything with that?
So to speak.
I'm actually still writing it.
Are you?
I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay.
I want to tell you...
It's cool.
Before we get to your reading, I just want to tell you, since I've been thinking about you, publishing has changed dramatically.
Since 7 years ago,
believe it or not. But here's the deal. Now they are looking for new content, and you don't have to be established. I mean, they are scouring like original authors that are, say, getting their books published in, what would I call it, like a partnership with Barnes & Noble, Amazon, I mean, you name it, and they're doing it. What they want to do is find more writers with fresh material for, get ready, Netflix, theaters, television.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think that pretty soon you ought to, do something.
International shout-out to Rachel in Australia.
It seemed like your shoes plate, she wears or owns, I'm not sure if you still wear them, but she had back in the day, and I don't know what they call them now, but they were F-me pumps.
How do you know this?
Oh, because I know her from the show.
Hello.
I mean, but you're talking like you've physically seen her walking around in the shoes is all I'm getting at. I'm just saying, though.
About her shoes.
That's what you implied when you said, I don't even know how you talk about, you women will talk about shoes. It doesn't even matter. To an alien, probably.
Shoes are part of a woman's soul. You don't know that.
Yeah, guys couldn't give two shits about your shoes.
Yeah, but funny, isn't it, when you look at a lot of erotic photography, don't those women have, like, spike heels on, and they've got the stockings with the garters?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep, it plays a role.
Yeah, because if they didn't have those shoes, guys would be like, ah, peasant, I shall go to another woman. I do not like you. You do not have the right shoes for me. Come on.
Anyway, Lisa, let's continue with your
Yeah, it is her reading. It is true.
But hey, some of these people I'm reconnecting with, and I would like to take a moment to let her know, you made such an impact on me. I would be the first to buy your, you know, if you do a book, if you get it. Yeah, I would love
to. Okay.
Yeah.
You will definitely be the first one, and I will personally sign it.
Oh, I love that. And I'm being told by a lady in Florida, they're called F Me Pump.
I thought you, yeah, we know that. You said that, didn't you?
Shoes.
Well,
F-me
yeah.
Shoes.
Yeah, the technical is the pumps, but women can wear other
and
shoes
the
besides
lady
the pumps.
In England is saying women in heels gives them more of a silhouetted look. Legs look curved and thinner, and she watched that documentary once. There is something very sexy about wearing the, you know, and years ago I wore the highest of the high and suffered for suffered what we won't do beauty right
for other women.
Well, okay, tell me where we're going to go in your reading.
Well, I just want to know, do you see things changing for myself and James?
Is this the same guy we were talking about all those years ago?
Yes. No, this is someone totally, no, this is someone totally different.
Okay. All right, I'm going to put your cards out right now, and Jim's going to talk. What are you doing?
I'm showing you the skies that are clear.
They're not clear. Okay.
Yeah, they are clear.
Here we go.
That fire is blue. It's just darkening up because the sun's going down. All right, so we had shoe talk. That was interesting.
Yeah, and I've got a thought that just occurred to me about this James, but I first want to get her card.
Okay.
Sometimes, folks, when you're doing this method, many of my students have noticed they don't always need the cards, but intuitive thoughts will just kind of leap out there for them. I had never worn a pair of Crocs. Have you, Jim?
No.
No, I just don't.
It ain't my thing.
Yeah.
if it's not my thing, that is all. That is all.
I like blingy footwear.
Yeah, it's approaching flip-flop season, so I'm good with that.
Yeah, it is. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, it's interesting because the cards are saying exactly with what is keeping with the thought I had. Now, is this guy, let me ask you, is this guy easily shocked, do you think? Or would he enjoy a shocking thought? Maybe don't know yet.
I don't know yet. He's very stoic.
All right, well, I'm suggesting here because I think that he would want a relationship from friendship. You know, we've always said, I remember back when I was with co-host, and there was Veronica as a co-host. We would talk to you. You feel about you that you're very flamboyant and that meeker or milder kind of men might not know how to take you, but here is a thought. Imagine, now, okay, everybody, just calm yourselves, all right, because this is an erotic thought. What if you were talking to him and told him that for your project, You need a man with your leg outstretched and a pair of some real F me pumps. And you needed him to lick your foot.
Mm, that's nice.
Oh, come on. You just don't like that kind of thing. But I'm saying, if you asked him, do you think you'd be a model for me in a picture? And just, you know, he doesn't have to lick your, the bottom of your shoe. But I'm saying, just have a nice tongue running up the, what do you call that part on the foot?
The part with freaking dirt on it?
No, the other part.
Mm.
So just digest that for a while. But it might give him the idea that you're a whole different kind of person. And besides, it's not that you're asking him to do it for your own cheap thrill. I think it would be awesome, like cover for your book.
Cover.
And you could have a fake name.
A cover.
Oh. Yeah, like on the cover.
Know that
like what?
Take
a picture of it?
I'm sorry, Jim?
She's going to take a picture of them having foot sex and put it on the cover of her
not
book?
Foot sex. See, you're missing the point here.
You just said cover. Obviously, there must be a picture being taken if it's going to be on the cover.
A provocative book cover of a woman with her, if I had the kind of shoes to put on, I would demonstrate for our Facebookers. But with her foot out, and he could have his hand, like, under, like, by, you know what I mean? Be creative with it. But I think something like a pair of shoes could really be a vehicle for this. As for him, yes, he wants more, but he doesn't know how to lead. So blow his mind is what I'm thinking. And then, of course, you could just laugh and say, oh, it's okay. You know, I'm going to hire somebody with a book art, something like that.
He doesn't know that I write that.
And you don't have to tell him very much about that. You could just say that you're involved in a writing project and the project is calling for a very seductive photo for the front. Nobody would really see it.
You think
face.
He's going to let that go? Oh, okay. I'm not going to ask any more questions ever about that project. You open that door, you're going to get bothered about it. She doesn't tell a lot. I don't think she wants to hint about it unless she's ready to fully disclose everything she's doing.
Well, it is here in the car.
I'm just saying.
He would love this.
That's cool, but I'm just saying. You can't just throw a little, I'm doing this project and I want some kind of, I want rated R stuff on the cover of my project. And you think that's not going to spike an interest to ask more questions?
And it should.
But I'm just saying, she might not want to reveal that is all I'm saying.
She doesn't have to reveal that.
As soon as you open that door, you can't shut it again.
Oh, there are ways to kind of dance around a question.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying.
Anybody who's watched Mike and Molly.
Ah, fiction.
She writes, well, you know, they say that art imitates life. You know, or life imitates art, whichever way.
I'd say beware.
She was writing porn, and she never did any of that stuff, you know. But
that dude told her to, right?
What the?
Wasn't it the guy, the writer, the publisher?
Guy?
Was he the publisher or something?
The British guy. He told her, to
weird stuff too, like almost weird. Yeah, but it's a fictional show.
He wanted her book to be, and this could be something for you, Lisa, to think about. That every time she had a big orgasm, she ended up in another time period.
That's what he suggested or something, wasn't it? Yeah.
So she went back in time and she had sex with Benjamin
Flanklin? Is he a flank steaks? Flanklin, Mr. Flank.
The guy likes you. He doesn't want to be in the friend zone. But somebody here is going to have to bust a move.
I like the musical references.
We used to laugh like this all the time.
Actually, he will have to bust the move. I want him to play his part as a man. He will have to definitely bust the move. I will respond.
Well, you may have a long wait, because he just doesn't know. He's focused on his, like, male insecurity, okay?
Okay.
Remember, you are a very voluptuous, flamboyant, sexy lady, and it probably scares the bejesus out of him. So
he looks.
Terry Sue in England is saying that the book should be called The Orgasmic Bride. And you know what? I do too.
That was the subject you were talking about.
Yes. But I
see, Mike and Molly book.
I see here. Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah, she's talking about the teleporting every time is an orgasm. That's why she was saying that.
But that isn't what Mike and Molly called the book. But you have here a business deal that will bring you a lot of money. So I think that for too terribly long. Remember, you don't have to send them for their consideration. You don't have to send like the whole enchilada. They usually like a outline, and I used to dabble in it. Send them an outline and say the first chapter, but just make it really, I mean, look at what they got on TV now. Oh, my God. Very, very suggestive, especially with having, you know, all these alternate channels.
Okay. I can do that.
Well, and I really feel some good things are going to happen for you. And if your friend James misses the train, oh, well, he had his chance, okay?
Okay.
Because there's way other men around you. You would be the next. That's Jim's contribution, yes. You've got, holy smoke, she's got 3, 4, 5, you've got 6 men here, and that is an indication of multiples, as in orgasms.
Yes.
The rating men.
But you are going to fascinate, you know what we're talking here? Kind of the female side. Of like the gray. What is that gray stuff? The gray 50 Shades of Gray.
Oh, that's stupid shit.
But it's coming from the female side.
Yeah. And how, it's funny that you say that, because I've been thinking about that.
Yeah. Well, you gave it to me. You've just given that to me.
Hmm.
Okay.
And just to make this even sweeter, I see that there's a female out there. She is likely in, I'm thinking California. She is going to want to snap you up in a heartbeat and will want to collaborate with you and possibly be in the show that you could, I mean, you could make this a series, you can make it, you know. You got a lot of options here.
That sounds good.
So I hope that you do follow. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
So Jim's got a card for you.
I do, indeed. Oh. Subject is passion.
Thank you.
And the archangel is Hanael. Trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career.
Ooh, I love it.
See? You're going to have more men, and you're going to know what to do with, and don't play that
again. Don't make me push that button again. Don't make me do it.
All
over the world. All right. Well, thank you very much. Very much.
Thank you.
Just love talking to you. Thank you for coming back on the scene with us.
We appreciate you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, sure, honey. Don't be a.
She held patiently for a very long time, and we thank you. Y'all come back.
Thank you.
All right. Let's keep owning.
You know, folks, you got to remember, it's been said many different ways, but when a society loses interest in sex, that is a society that is doomed. So we want to make sure everybody stays.
Well, I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Why would somebody say that? Where is an example of such a society?
Well, you could take a look at some of the.
Just wondering where that society is.
What happened to Rome?
Well, they had the opposite problem. They had orgies and stuff, so I wouldn't say they lost interest.
They had Caligula.
No, that was one freaking crazy psycho.
But they killed him, didn't he? Didn't they?
Well, a lot of those guys get replaced by death. You know, that's common. Either naturally or by the knife.
In their own Senate, they can get killed.
Shit happens, man.
But just look around. Why do people still want porn? Same body parts interacting with the other body parts. Whoop-de-doo. Everybody wants to see it.
Everybody, huh?
Yeah. My first husband had one of the bootleg copies of Deep Throat. And every party we went to, he had to bring his Deep Throat video there. And the women especially went down watching the, they'd sit on the floor, they'd be on furniture, but they were watching the woman's technique. It said to me back then, I'm thinking a lot of these women want to be deep throat artists. Yeah. So, yes, Terry Susie, some of you out here are very open-minded. Jim, like a bartender told me once when I told him.
Oh, bartender advice. Keep coming.
I told him the Long Island iced tea he gave me was too strong. You know what he said?
Don't order a Long Island iced tea is what I would say.
Go back to church.
Well, I wouldn't have said that. I would have said, you don't order a Long Island iced tea and expect it to be weak.
See, look at them. Rachel rubbing together. Yeah. Did you, any of you ever read the movie Burn After Reading with Brad Pitt and George Clooney? And what's her name? Frances, she won the...
Frances Scott Key.
No.
She wrote the national anthem that we adopted, of course. It wasn't meant to be that then. Star Spangled Banner, he called it.
She was in the movie Fargo. Anyway, George Clooney made a masturbation machine in this movie. So if you ever get... Oh, great, Rachel, yeah. Frances McDormand. There, you got, yeah. And if you've seen that movie, Brad Pitt was a hoot. George Clooney loves doing anything with Brad Pitt. But that machine with the shaft, a realistic looking dildo, and it was going like this. Watch it, Burn After Reading. It's totally hilarious. It's like a Russian plot, and there's just all kinds of good stuff in it. Yeah. But that machine just destroyed me. Who would want to just pile driving? Well, maybe you do. I don't know. I don't know. So, all right. Excuse me. And Terry Sue, I saw about your eyes. Do you suffer allergies? Like my eyes bother me a lot.
Yeah, she said that. It was allergies.
Yeah, I didn't see that part. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Aisle driving, yeah. You can't fool us, Terry Sue. We know you're a hot number.
Pile driving is a vertical action.
Well, this was damn near well.
Nope, that would be horizontal.
Right. Oh, excuse me.
That's why those wrestling moves that have to do that fake pile driver thing, it's straight up and down, ba-boom.
Well, then what would you call that at an angle?
I don't know that that has a name. I mean, now you could just, you could call it the pile driving because
okay.
I guess in theory you could drive a pile because that's what a pile is. When they're building bridges and they have that machine out there going bam, bam, driving pilings into the ground or the ocean. Yes, they have them on that Hampton Roads Bridge expansion project. You can hear them hammering away. Bam, bam. It's a big deal. They're cool. All right. We can take callers.
Yeah, I think we could.
Okay, so I want to make sure. Make sure we're going down there. 917, New York, 917. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Saturday night. Hello.
Hello.
Happy Saturday.
Yes, same to you. And we too.
Hi, Tina from New Jersey.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. How are you doing, hon?
Oh, it has been a few moments.
Gosh, I guess, Tina. I hope your ears weren't burned through all of this.
Oh, I was agreeing.
Crap.
All right, honey, tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, I just wanted to see whatever spirit wants me to know about my guy, T.
Your guy? No.
Yeah, my
let
guy.
Me see.
Yeah.
Let me guard here.
The police officer.
He's a cop. Okay, and how are things going?
Great. I just wanted to see whatever spirit wants me to know.
All right. Are the two of you looking at a future together? I just am trying to find out what the temperature is here between the two of you.
Oh, yeah, great. Great. Nice tempo. Okay. Nice temperament.
Okay. All right. Well, here I go.
Alrighty then.
I'm going to dive right into this deck.
It has been on many, many moons. You know, when I load up my web browser and get it ready to look up area codes, the 917's on the list all the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that always Tina? I don't think so.
Well, it might not be. It's a big lot of demons in that area code, but yeah, obviously she is one of them. Yes.
Did you graduate, Tina?
No, I haven't spoken to you all this year.
No.
Graduate from what?
Her, tell us again, because I know I'm going to say it wrong. What's your studies? What are you studying?
Oh,
Christian studies?
Yeah, I had the PhD in organizational leadership, and now I'm doing a doctorate, completing that. And then I want to do law.
Well,
so this way I'll be able to take care of all of my business myself.
You know what? I honor you because so many others, and you know this is true, could just sit out. They just sit around popping out kids, you know, letting the government of them. It up. You know, I love that. Boy, are the two of you ever compatible. He's right here, right next to you. You're both looking in the same direction. I love that. That means like real being on the same level stuff.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
One thing is, you will always have to stay strong in your trust and faith in each other, because as you go forward, you know how people are. They're like they want to destroy anything that's good. Not everybody, but a lot of them are also wanting to destroy whatever is good by creating drama, trouble, lies, all that kind of stuff. So if let's say you hit the big, you know, a lot of these religious figures that we have, they are either retiring, dying. I mean, things are happening. So we need to have, you're an up-and-comer. You're going to have your own ministry. It's multifaceted. Let's put it that way. You're going to have always feel that you can trust your husband, because there are going to be women that will do anything they can to ruin what the two of you have.
Okay?
Like Jessica Hahn out there. Remember her? She got involved with, I forget his name, but.
I think it was Falwell.
Yeah, she'll go down in infamy. But the thing is, you just took me strong together. And he brings joy to your life. He does.
Yes, he does.
And see, and you reciprocate. So, God, what a great twosome you are. And I would love to be invited if you get married, because I do believe you will.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Jim's got a angel card for you.
I do indeed. Subject is clairvoyance from Archangel Raziel. And he says, I am helping your spiritual sight to awaken fully. so you can clearly see heavenly love.
I love that.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. There you go, honey. There you go.
It's awesome to hear from you. It's been many moons.
Yes.
Thank you.
First call in 2024.
Oh, I guess.
Yes, thank you.
Well, carry on.
I think things must be going great if we haven't heard from her for a while. But well, even I've never heard her say things weren't going great ever.
Very positive, bubbly.
Well, she seems to just make sure things are going to be great.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like,
you have to.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. She doesn't tolerate anything else but this, and I like it.
Take care.
Thank you.
And call us again.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. Bye.
Thank you for thank you for holding for a long time.
Another one that
a long,
came
long time ago.
On the air with me when I very first started. No, I can't say all these years. She's called every week, which of course not. She's very busy, but it's
a bit. Oh yeah, she's getting like 100,000 degrees, so she's filling her wall with freaking different degrees.
Yeah, I really
think that takes a lot of time.
I admire people that do that.
You got to be dedicated because that eats up a lot of your time.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. 520.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lisa.
Hey, you guys. How are you?
Hello.
What's happening?
How are you? Well, I think I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to have to check in to see the doctor, I think, because I'm kind of slow moving, and I finished up my antibiotic, but I'm not, I canceled the birthday party I was supposed to go to, and this morning I was out there with a neighbor. He was doing his clothes on the line, and I was out there hanging my clothes, and we're having our typical repartee exchanges. Yeah, finally,
shot across the bow.
Yeah, I said, you heard that joke?
Oh,
barbs are,
yeah.
Barbs at
each other. Yeah. And he was saying, he said something, then I said something, then I said, and we're smiling, we're being friendly. And then I said, well, you need to stop going to those dance places of mine. I don't know, you took 2 to 3 months and you're hammering away at me, you know, round and round. And then, as I was going back into the house, because I had all these business calls that were, the phone was starting to ring, and I said, you know what a narcissist is, don't you? And I said, you need to look it up. And I was telling him, you know, my name is here, and then there's the pros list and the cons list, and you get down the cons list, and you're constantly telling me that I'm deficient in this and this and this and this, and then on the cons list, on the pros list, you know, for me, it's zero. And he just stood there, his mouth hanging down to the floor, and then he called me a couple hours later, and he's, I do this for you, I do that for you, and I made myself available for you. And I said, I can't talk to you about that right now. I can't. I'm in the middle of trying to pull my health together, plus I have all this business stuff I have to take care of. So anywho, I think it might be moving forward on the sale of the house, I think. And then the other part is, that's the lowdown on Mr. Next-Door Neighbor.
Mr. Neighbor. Won't you be my neighbor?
Well,
not Jim Neighbors.
Now that you are sort of drifting away, I'm trying to think of how to put it. He's getting his... Well, his gonads are in a bunch. I don't know how else to put it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Talking about, you know, what we're going to do in the yard for the future.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll do anything you want me to do, and blah, blah, blah.
Well, he's experienced some life without you, and it's not so nice. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I've been really busy. Well, I think part of my being struck down right now is just all the stress and running around. And it feels kind of good to luxuriate and doing nothing.
You know, I got to tell you, I have read cards for men as well as women for over 30 years. And I got to tell you something. Here's how I've always seen how it goes with men. they'll be thinking, oh my God, she is such a pain in the ass. And then,
and then they're right.
They get rid of her. And then what happens? Time passes and they start thinking, oh, I miss that pain in the ass. Miss
that was
her.
Such a lovely pain in the ass.
Yes.
Oh, that's all right. There's plenty of pains in the asses out there. Lots and lots of pains in the butts out there. You can't turn a corner and you run into one.
You're so cynical.
Hey, man, life is life. You can sugarcoat it or you can just face it. That's all I got to say about that.
Oh, what would you like me to help you?
Well, I don't know, the pulse on the next few days, I guess.
She wants a little immediate future reading here. What's going on now and coming up immediately? Hence the word immediate.
Yeah,
so,
there
yes.
you go.
Yes, indeed. Look how calm it is. The calm before the windstorm. Or at least we're done with the rain.
But do you think that patio furniture and stuff will go flying?
It's not. It's not a hurricane, but it'll be gusts. Gusts might.
It's not a hurricane.
We might get some gusts, but short-lived. You get a gust that's like 50. It blows stuff around, but it doesn't like.
Oh, snap! I wanted a hurricane.
It doesn't go to the other side of the world. It's those hurricanes when they're like 50 miles an hour sustained. That's when shit moves a long ways.
So is this the people that looked at the house that you thought they were going to sign, you know, they were going to take it on?
Well, they're moving forward on it. Yeah.
Good.
They're moving forward. I mean, as far as, yeah, we're in the preliminary, but they're moving forward. They're taking big concrete steps.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because your cards are reflecting that they are serious. Very serious.
Yeah, they are. They are very serious.
Have they already qualified for funding, or whatever you call it for?
Well,
you know, the
it's
sale?
All part of the. Yeah. It's part of the process. So, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if we'll see. We're waiting.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Your neighbor is unbelievable psychological puzzle. Right, most. Are pretty simple, and simplicity is to happiness. But you, your neighbor is so wrapped up in his feelings for you, and they just piss him off, Lisa. He's mad because he can't stop thinking about you. He wants to build a life with you, but he's like crazy or something. I don't know. He takes two steps forward and like four back. But now he's jealous. Remember, he was mad yesterday. Today, now he's moved into feeling jealous. He wants to possess you.
International shout out to Jay in Canada.
Hey, Jay.
Welcome back.
I just don't think possession is necessarily healthy.
You're
like an exorcist?
Yes, indeed. That's right. You're going to vomit green stuff.
And your head will spin.
I'm making pea soup.
Yeah, oh, pee. You'll pee at a party in front of a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah.
That was great. It was a classic movie. Classic.
Have you ever laughed so hard you peed your pants?
Who, me?
I wonder if anybody.
Yes, you.
Would you admit
well,
to
especially
it?
If I'm recovering from something like this. Yeah, but I don't know. Have I been laughing a lot lately? I don't know. It's been more like
well, you
sneezing
do with us.
And
at least
coughing.
You do with us.
Yeah, that's know, true.
You do. You have to laugh something, or you're going to go nuts and shoot somebody. Well,
I was at
actually that's your projects yeah. are about shooting people anyway. But I'm saying
was,
in general,
I was at a wedding, very stylishly. Everybody's dressed up, cocktail dresses, and my best friend got me laughing so hard that yeah. Luckily, I had a dress on, but I hope nobody slid through the puddle I left behind.
How do you do that?
Because, what do you mean?
How do you, I understand that you could laugh and leak a little bit. How do you laugh so hard that you just empty your fucking bladder on the floor? I don't get that.
Once it starts, there's no shut off belt.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. And you just squeeze.
I guess everybody's different. I can shut it off.
You've got to squeeze your legs together and hope like hell it's going to stop.
There's like muscles around there.
You need to work the muscles.
I'm remembering now. I was thinking, have I been laughing? I've just been, you know, down and out for a few days. But, yeah, when I've gone out to dance, follow the band with my girlfriend, we do laugh. I mean, there are guys there that will send us into ditches. Some guys are just so – not mean. We don't laugh at them. They probably don't even know we're laughing at them. But, you know, we're in the corner like, oh, my God.
Oh, we got it. Yeah, that's the nature of going out. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's normal.
So, and laughter is a biggie.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Well, yeah, and it'll...
Like Reader's Digest says.
Best inducement to pee your pants, Fergie. Who's Fergie with? The green-eyed peas?
That would be the black-eyed peas. But I don't know if they're even together making music anymore.
I saw pictures of her. She was on stage, and she peed her jeans.
You got to go.
Right.
I mean, it's something we all do. How many of us have ever peed in a swimming pool? Come on.
That's a little bit different. That's different than peeing on stage in front of people, peeing in a swimming pool.
Yeah, that's true. That's
total
true.
Different ballgame or the ocean or something. That's different ballgame.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Don't they have the dye that they put in the pool? I thought I read somewhere.
Chlorine,
no, she's talking about there. I've heard that there's something they can put in the pool that will reveal pee.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I've heard that. I don't know.
It's not as bad as what Courtney loves.
I mean, there's a reason they put like an ass ton of chlorine in there to kill germs. That's why it's loaded. It's heavily chlorinated.
Oh, yes, you can smell it coming into the pool, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that chlorine smell. You can smell it when you just get near a pool, like at a hotel.
If you're trying,
like, where the hell is the pool in this hotel? You know when you're close because you already can smell that chlorine in the pool. You're like, oh, I'm close. I smell the chlorinated water. So
yes, that's where he's at. He is back in love with you, back trying to figure out how to build this relationship, but he is so... unstable seems to be the only word that comes to mind for me. The man, it's like you'd have to ask him how he's doing like every single day.
Doesn't mean you're going to get a straight answer.
That's right.
Straight.
I didn't even think about that analogy. Thank you, dear. I missed that one, didn't I?
It's like a puzzle looking for the end.
Lisa
like
nailed it there. I didn't even get that. I should have thought of that.
Looking for the hidden
damages. Ah, I like it. That was well played.
Was.
Well played, Lisa. Well played.
Yes, it was. So, I forgot where I was going because you two.
Yeah, I'd have to ask him every day how he's feeling, if it's crooked or straight.
And then you'd have to walk on the eggshells when he... You know, he's driven by these moods.
He's pissy.
Yes. And maybe it's chemical. I don't know. Maybe he's got a bipolar times 10. I don't know. So, but I do want to say to you that I see that house sale. Ta-da! Under Sure to Come True.
Sure to Come True location of the spread.
Take the money and run.
Go on, take the money and run.
Is that another song?
That's a little Steve Miller.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I know this sounds awful to say this. And it's like, you know, I used to work a few different jobs earlier in my early days. And I was a case manager 1,000 years ago for one of those shelter homes where women were in transition. I didn't stay there very long. I was trying to be a Florence Nightingale, and I found out stuff that people were abusing the system, and I got kind of burnt out. But, you know, people will put up barriers to why they don't move on or why, and I don't want to be one of those people. But if you saw, my life, you know, and I think of my grandson too. But, you know, there are the just evaluating, and I think, you know, maybe if I just stayed my distance and I stayed busy, because, I mean, people come in here when I'm hiring them to do whatever for me or help me with something, and they'll say, what? You get all this for that amount of money? I mean, it's a pretty good idea. You know, I mean, there are some trade-offs, and right now the rental market is very tight. But again, I don't want to raise barriers. I mean, when I get stressed out with what he does next door, then I do get really stressed out. And, I mean, I could just keep looking. But
he dramatically impacts your state of mind. That's what I would say.
Well, I've been by myself. I was by myself before I came here. In a way, I mean, I was very independent, very much taking care of everything. I was the boss of my own life. I was the boss of me. And
indeed, we should all be the boss of ourselves, no one else.
And now it's like verbal, not swordplay, but it's, you know, anyway, yeah.
I think it is.
I think it's not.
And I have a feeling that, okay, here's my take, that if the two of you became a committed couple, it would be the escalation of these arguments where, I mean, you're just raging at each other, not touching each other that way, but the next thing you know, you're going for the throwdown of the century because of all that anger and rage would be churning with passion.
There's a 0% chance that they're a couple.
Well,
they're oil and water. They are oil and frickin' water. So why would you want that? It's not going to work out.
I'm saying I would want that. I'm giving my take on it.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm saying in general, not to you or her. I'm just saying, why would one want to have a relationship with somebody you just can't even get along with as a fucking neighbor? You know,
some people thrive on that. Up, down, sideways.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there are the folks out there that always pick up broken people and latch on to them. I don't know if they like the projects or if they like, I don't know, or if they like somebody that's more, I always want my partner to be somebody that's more fucked up than I am. I don't know if that's their logic. I don't know why people choose people that are broke. I don't know. And this is not about her. I'm just saying now we just got into a general. You see that all the time. It's like, oh, look at Mary's always going out with some unemployed loser who's a drug addict. Well, why is that? Why is that?
Yeah, that's true.
Why are some people do that, you know?
I know. You know,
he's not that
stupid.
Person. Lisa's not that person.
Oh, thank you.
All right. There you go. Thank you very much. What do you got, Deb? You got the cards. You want to summarize, emphasize?
Are you still going on a trip somewhere? Weren't you planning to...
Well, my sisters and I are planning something for October. It's more of the family tree. We're going to go visit a destination and, you know, in the lower south, close to where I live. We're taking my grandson. Now, as far as the sale of this place, it depends on what placement the moon has at the night sky. Sometimes I think, oh, man, I got to get a fucking trip under my belt. I have to get away from here. And then I think, well, you know, it's like getting drunk. You wake up and the problems are still there. So I can go spend money, get away on a retreat, come back, and everything will still be here to deal with. So I'll have to think about it.
I gotta tell you.
You shall have to contemplate that.
Your grandson is figuring so strongly in your readings lately. There's something going on with him. And he is really dwelling on it. And he's a young boy. So if I were you, though, you're a good, attentive, hands-on grandma. And I suspect he doesn't have a very good mother, okay? And I think that his mental health is going to become very important as he gets bigger.
Yeah. So what I could do, that's also a thought, I could take a few days and just go up there and take a temporary Airbnb or whatever and spend some time with them. And I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you're a real lifeline for that child. He is going to want to leave his mother and live with you. I think it's going to really stir her up, you know.
Yeah.
Going to be rocky with that. Now, does he have a brother? Is he the only child?
And I line a lot of stuff up when he's down here. We talk, we go and talk to someone, and then
That's great.
Into Boy Scouts for when he comes down. I'm looking into the Boys and Girls Club right now. I'm looking into a backup babysitter who has a child his age. You know, I'm trying to really line stuff up. So, you know, we have, I mean, and every day I try to do something with him. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it scares me when that comes up in the cards, but I really wish I could be more protective of him.
Well, and I also want to tell you, I think here's what was in like neon while you were just talking. This boy has the potential big time to become a cutter. And that would not be good. This kid has gone through so much trauma. Isn't this the son of your deceased?
You know what? You know what, Deb, let's stop right here. Let's do private readings on that. I don't want to do this in a public way. I can do a public, a private, when I still.
I don't do nothing. I want you to know that I think this boy is going to develop some problems in the future. But
well,
at least he's got you. That's where I was going to go.
I mean, I'd have to take.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. I just don't want, you know, a whole class of whatever is weighing in on something that is very valuable to me. You are primary. You and Jimbo, you know, but you know, if something happens like that, I would have to take drastic action. I would. I couldn't lay back and be, you know, passive about anything. I mean, I really try to get it going here for him, and I don't know what else.
You're doing everything right, and he's going to end up confiding a lot in you. So I just was concerned about what the family dynamics are, and you're right. I was a misstep, and I should have not said anything.
No, it's fine. We can have a private one-on-one. You know, I can call you and schedule. I'm trying to be more careful right now about the finances until this thing gets actually deposited in my account.
Sure.
But I will. Yeah, definitely. That's my primary concern. Sometimes I get sidetracked with illness or whatever.
Well, you got to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Everybody on earth has to take care of themselves or they can take care of nobody else.
And what I've heard is this virus that you've had. I've got folks around me that have had it too, and it takes a while to get over it. You just don't feel like yourself, but you'll bounce back.
You're right. And it's been everything going on, having the grandson, and then I won't lie. I mean, the pressure of not living alone, you know, this person next door, it's too, it's like, you know that fairy tale, The Princess and the Pea, you know, and you have 20 mattresses and the pea's on the bottom. You know, sometimes it can be, I don't know, a little strenuous. No, Deb, perfect, though. You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong at all. And I'll call you for a private on my grandson.
Well, get your house sold. And Yeah, definitely. And Jim's got a card for you right now.
Yeah, I do indeed. Breathe is the subject for Archangel Raphael. Take several deep breaths and exhale slowly to awaken your energy and to release old patterns.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
And the dude next I'll just say it quickly. The dude next door doesn't factor into me and my grandson's future. I mean, he comes up too short. He would be, you know, a distant whatever, a memory. No, this is just for right now what's going on. No, he doesn't factor into anything like that.
No, nothing I was speaking about involves him at all. No.
I know. So, no, I'm just quickly laying that out. No.
Roger that.
If I were to bring it. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
No, you know, I'm just saying, word up on that dog, let you know that, yes, he's not part of that.
No, not at all.
Right.
He's no, I mean, he's not the future Mr. Wright or anything like that. I don't look at him like that at all. He's not, you know, granddad material as far as I'm concerned.
All righty.
You go, girl.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that you are on the mend. I know you said your antibiotic ran out and you're not there yet. So if you have to see the doc, maybe they just need to give you a better one. I don't know. Are you planning to actually go see a doctor, or are you just thinking about it?
Well, I have an appointment with the nurse practitioner, so I'll keep.
Oh, well, there
I first
you go.
Said that I was,
yep.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to keep it definitely.
Well, I would definitely keep it. Yes, indeed. All right. We hope you mend.
Thank
you.
You
need to mend. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Take care, Lisa. We love you.
One thing. Yeah, it was pretty hilarious. There we go. 630. That is an Illinois area code. 630.
Thank you for taking the call.
Of course, darling.
And thank you for holding.
Well, I went back and listened to the reading yesterday, you know, because I always go back and re-listen to them. And, there is a movie called In Her Shoes that Cameron Diaz is in.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Okay, so we're talking shoes.
Oh, she played such a loose woman in that movie.
Yeah, loose women make the world go round.
It seemed to suit her, too. I thought. So, yeah, go ahead there, Lily.
She just had a baby. She's 51.
I saw that with Benji. Who is he?
Madden.
He's a musician.
I don't know any musicians named Benji. So.
Benji something.
I don't know.
Benji
I don't know
Madden.
There was a dog named Benji, right? Back in the 70s.
What did you say?
She said it.
Yeah, what is it?
Benji
says
Madden.
Who? Yeah.
Okay,
Madden.
I don't know.
Like,
that means
Madden
nothing to me.
Right.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I wonder if it was by surrogate, though. I wouldn't be surprised. They just had it.
I don't know.
Well, they just announced it.
I know nothing.
And then,
what I do for you?
Okay, so that's weird. And then, at the very end of the reading yesterday, you said, because you were talking about how I'm going to move, and when I move, you said that it was going to be, like, further than the town that I'm in. So I'm going to be moving further away, right?
Right.
And I'm like, okay. So I know not to look in this town.
No, unless you love it there.
Yes,
you control your
destiny.
Yeah. Well, the cards can't make decisions. They just tell us.
No, I don't love it here.
Yeah.
Okay, but, and then, okay, so here's what I wanted to ask you, because I don't think I asked you about this. It was in August, I wonder if it was in August, I think it was in August. You know, Netflix interviewed me twice, and, but then I didn't hear back from them.
Really?
So,
Jim, recalling that you told
me. I do recall you actually talked about it. I remember Deb was pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, do you ever see me getting a contract on that, on either one of those books?
Well, there's your question, Deb.
Yeah.
There you do the card. What do the cards speak of that? That was August. That was like 9 months ago or almost going on beyond that now, isn't it? Well, about that, I guess. It's coming up on April. April's coming fast. Just like
about 8 months ago.
Right.
I mean, well, part of the issue is that it's like hasn't been made public, a lot of the things that I've worked on. So that I could see.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's, if you got a lot of stuff going on that they really can't verify, they might be a little drag their feet on it.
Well, they can always put up a disclaimer.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, they have think tanks. They have like a group of people you probably never even met before that talk about stuff, and they might say, you know, I'm just, I don't have the cards. I'm saying, well, possible. They said, yeah, I don't know. There's not enough about this. Might have to sit on this for a while or something. I don't know, but Deb will tell you when the cards go down or not.
They did arrest the guy who confessed to killing him, but it just hasn't been made public. Like, Aaron Carter did not drown in his bathtub. They arrested the guy who confessed to killing him.
Yeah, in an overdose.
They shot him with fentanyl in between his toes. But they don't tell the public that, you know, he was actually murdered. Somebody confessed to that. He's in jail. He's in Los Angeles County Jail. You can look it up. It's public record. I go on YouTube.
Yeah.
I tell people on my YouTube channel. It still hasn't been, like, made public, like, really public. You know what I'm saying?
It looks very ambiguous here.
So no clear picture on the card?
Right.
Okay, well, that's not, that isn't bad news either.
No.
It's no news, basically, right?
Well, it is showing that they would like to work. There is a faction here that would like to work with you. Okay? And it might be, I've seen it on Netflix, but I've seen something else.
Well, there's a million other things just like it out there. Netflix, yes. There's streaming is the new freaking everything. Everybody's going nuts on streaming services.
They really are. Back to killing, going to cinema.
It is. Yeah. It is. Go ahead, though.
I mean,
okay. Yeah.
There's Amazon, and Amazon bought MGM. And then there's Netflix, but the other two-thirds of the film industry is owned by the same family that killed him off, really. I mean, I shouldn't say that. I call it his entertainment family. But, like, Disney owns Warner Brothers, which is NBC Universal. You know what I'm saying? Like, two-thirds of the entertainment industry is ran by his family. So they're not going to work with me. So it's either Amazon or Netflix. Those are the only two, unless some independent filmmaker wants to produce a documentary.
I got my finger on this, I think. You need to turn to a different country. And the UK stands out really strong because I watch a lot of their news and other stuff they do. They're quite advanced over us. And they're not scared of putting conjecture out there. So you might want to be looking in that kind of direction. I don't know about Australia or other countries. I mean, the Middle East, I think, would never, you know, because this story has too many moving parts. And it's strangely enough, I have a few clients that are in the entertainment industry. And do you know that a lot of rich Nigerians are backing a lot of these projects, movies and streaming things? That's where their money is going. But I really think that you need to look beyond what we've got here. And I think it's go ahead.
If you compare the media pictures of his, like what happened, like when the news first hit and they were outside of his house, from the American pictures versus what was published in the Ukraine and also in Croatia, they literally photoshopped people who were involved in his death out of the pictures that they published in the United States.
Well, yeah. for some reason, I'm seeing there's potential for you, but I'm not getting a strong direction. And I do have to tell you, I'm a little fearful for you, where I feel like if you look overseas, that the danger around you would be eliminated. I don't know. I just feel like you are poking a bear here that you need to be careful. Yeah, I watch them too, Terry Sue. And I like watching BBC. Just interesting, a whole different...
You mean on our DirecTV?
On our what?
On DirecTV?
Yeah.
That's BBC America.
Oh, well, I thought we had...
Not quite the same thing.
No, but Kyle showed me how to... Never mind.
I'm just saying, on DirecTV, that channel is BBC America.
No, he took me to it through either Netflix or something.
Oh, yeah, on the internet. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got you. I'm just saying, that's why I asked if it was DirecTV.
So I fear for you a little bit. So you can take what my insight, or you can, you know, ignore it. It's up to you. But I still have to tell you, watch your money. It's getting closer to you. Remember I said that I felt like, mm-hmm. Our accounts were going to get hacked. And, you know, when you're dealing with a big kind of murky entity, they have ways to do things. You know, so, yeah.
Do you think that... Okay.
Go ahead. No, say. Go ahead.
I mean, I don't know. I mean... The problem is that I can't stop. I'm already too far in it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I get it. Like, be careful. But, I mean, I just,
well,
I'm already in it.
Yes, and your cards have always shown a little element of danger around you because you are so public. You know, the book. And if you... done any search engine manipulating, you know, you can find people who don't even want to be found. So,
right.
And Virgil, interesting you said that because I have followed some stories about what investigators listen for when they are interviewing you. And one of the phrases they said is a huge red flag. And you probably know this. When these suspects and whatnot say, to be honest.
Well, they say, I'm not going to lie to you. It's like, oh, yeah. Here comes the lie. They're getting ready to lie. Here it comes.
Right. All right. You ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Well, yeah. I have your angel card. Here's it. It's the subject is creative writing.
Oh.
And it's from Archangel Gabriel. Make time to write down your thoughts in a journal or pen an article or a book. Sounds like that she's, that is what she does. She does. That is her thing, her shtick. And that's a good thing. So Gabriel's on board.
Gabriel.
Thank you.
Gabriel is.
And I'm curious what's his, you know.
Yeah, I think he's a, I think he's, I think he's a pretty high. I mean, they're archangels. They're not just angels. So obviously they're all prominent.
I think
so.
Gabriel, and anybody can correct me, but I thought it was like he's the messenger.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know I'm not an archangel expert. I know nothing. All right. You ready to keep on, keep on? Are you feeling it?
Yeah.
Okay, as long as you're feeling it there, Schnitzel Grooven. Let's, area code 509 is out west in the state of Washington. 509, welcome
wow.
to the show.
Hello there. Welcome.
Hi there. Good evening, guys.
And you are? Tell us.
My name is Erica.
That's right, Erica. You know, your voice is very familiar, but I keep wanting to lean toward Ashley, calling you Ashley. Maybe you were in another life. I don't
know. We don't know.
All right. Well, tell us what brings you to the show.
Well, I had asked you guys about a program that I applied to, and it's through the law school council. Basically, they help you through the applying process to law schools and just they guide you basically. And so, yeah, I got accepted. I got the notice yesterday and you guys are totally right about that.
Well, thank you. It's good to hear.
She was totally right about that. Yes.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
Yes,
okay, now, what would you like to know now?
Well, I'm a little nervous because I'm not, like, yeah. They have announced that they're going to be changing the exam starting this fall. So it's no longer going to have this logic games, which are a little bit, they're pretty difficult. I've been studying and it's not my strongest, but I'm just nervous because they said even though we're removing that, it doesn't mean that it's going to get easier, the exam as a whole. And I'm a little nervous. Is it best to take it or should I not take it? Like, I already registered for the June and I asked my mentor and he's like, this is a tough question. I was like, should I or should I not? Because you can only take it a certain amount of times in a 7-year period. And I've already taken it 3 times. So.
Okay. Well,
I missed it. What are we taking, a test? Is this a test?
Yes. For law school. It's an entrance exam.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, I got you. She's wondering what you think about that. Yeah?
You have failed it? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's probably not a pass or no pass. It's probably a score. Probably a score thing.
It's a score. Yeah.
Yeah. And you want,
I didn't do so great, but I didn't do horrible, but it's like a big deal. Like the higher your score, the higher chances you have of enrolling.
Yeah, like the other
or getting accepted.
They're all scores. You don't actually fail, but there's certain scores that some colleges publish and don't publish that they have a cutoff in their own, you know, they have a number they look for, some colleges. And if you're not at that number, they say, screw you.
Your card's just saying, give it a shot. Go for it. Okay. You're not going to ace the thing. Okay.
Well, there's no such thing.
Yeah.
If it's a, you know, yeah.
But it looks like you'll be happy with what you get. Another thing I got to tell you is you've got 3 sixes. Wow. 2 sixes are great. But you got 3 of them, and no, it's not those sixes.
Oh, my God.
No,
the
no.
Beast.
No beast. But, oh, wow, your life is going to just be like on a rocket ship to a new planet filled with love, happiness, success. I mean, these are gorgeous cards. Your cards are saying, have faith in yourself. Because you're going to do really good work, and you're going to get where you want to go. And that's awesome. Really awesome. So,
I'm so nervous.
Well, you could tell how many times did you say 5?
I didn't hear a number. There's a certain amount of time over a certain period of time is all I heard. I didn't hear her actually throw numbers out there.
Yeah.
She's done it.
You
said you've done
it
3 times, right?
Yes.
Time.
It would be my 4.
Okay.
What's the
yeah,
is there a number?
Yeah, you can only take it 5 times. Yeah, you can
5.
Only take it 5 times in 7 years.
Okay.
So you can't go to the school until you pass or you get a high enough grade.
Well, the certain schools have different
exactly.
things, you know. Yeah. Schools have different numbers.
You know
they
what
look
I would
for.
Do? Here's how I would look at this. With these were my cards. I would be saying right out there to the universe, higher power, however you want to call all that is, okay? I would be saying, if I am meant to be accepted now and I take this test, it will be that I will be accepted. And if I'm not, I will not have a high enough score, but I will know in my heart the next time is going to be the winner for me. Okay, so that's what I would just say. If this is meant to be right now, I'm going to get admitted.
Well, I'm actually trying really hard. Like I found this guy on YouTube that totally does a step-by-step explanation, and I just love that because I try it on my own. And then if I have any questions, I like to watch the video to see how like a different perspective, basically, because there's so many ways of figuring out the answer. And I think I like seeing what other people, how they function and how they figure it out, because it just opens me to, you know, a different way.
I think that's wonderful. There is also a very scientific, what do we call this, like a strategy in how a lot of these exams or these tests are designed. And you might look into that on Google. There is a way to know, especially if it's, say, multiple choice and you're not sure, you will know by, you know, there's an order.
I wouldn't fucking bank on that shit for him to save your life.
But maybe higher institutions follow that.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Hey, I'm writing this test for people to come and go to my college. I'm going to make sure that A goes A, B, C, E, A, B, C order. No.
You know, there's a psychology to it. Yeah.
My mentor told me, go with what your gut feels. And, like, I've just been so nervous. I literally just asked him, like, an hour ago. And we were just texting each other. And I just feel so nervous. Like, my hands are sweating nervous. And then my conclusion before speaking to you guys was, just give it a shot. Just go for it. Because I feel like.
Which is what your card said.
There's also something else you can do. It's called the 16-second rule. And you can start now. For 16 seconds, you visualize yourself doing really well on this thing. And you keep doing that as an exercise. A lot of sports people use this for winning in tournaments, winning in, you know, what do you call them, like the league play and all that. And then when you go to take this exam, do it then, the 16-minute or 16-second rule. 16 seconds, visualize yourself. See yourself like leaping in the air, whatever it is you would probably do, because you won. All right, that's something you can try. But yeah, I'd say give it a shot. It's meant to be for you right now, and I think it is. These sixes here would really inspire me. Please come back and let us know, all right? We love that.
I'll get results in July.
Okay. All right, well, Jim, what you got?
I have an angel card. The subject is Beloved One from Archangel Shamael. I am helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship.
Which can...
doesn't mean anything to me, but it's not my card.
Well, soulmates, it is not the main card. Think that's always in relation to romance and love, and it's not. You know, there will be many soulmates in our lifetime. Some of them come to inspire us, like a muse. And some of them come along to anger us, to make us strong. And this could be, what was the word again that you said? I'm trying to remember what you exactly said about, the soulmate thing.
I buried the card. I don't think I put it on top. Nope.
But
I buried it.
The soulmate for you in this situation could be, say, a professor or...
She has a mentor.
Yeah, the mentor. There it is.
She has a mentor.
There it is. Bada bing. Your mentor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bada bing. Bada bing.
I don't know about that. But I'm really excited because, you know, he just told me to be confident. He's just like, go with what your gut says and be confident. So I'm like, okay. So I think that, you know, by taking this test and if I do well, you know, especially aligned with the program that I just got accepted to, combined, I feel like I can totally make my dream come true of getting accepted anywhere. I don't even care what school I go to. I'm open. So yeah.
You just got to seize that desire. And, you know, you're nervous. Just remember that desire is always greater than fear. So you just go in there and you I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this happen. And then watch and see. Like I said, if it's meant to happen now, it will. It will.
You know what's funny? The first time I took the exam, I kind of just took it very blindly. I was younger. And you are able to delete your first score. And so I ended up deleting it. But I actually didn't score that bad. Like, looking back, I'm like, oh, my God, I was so dumb. I didn't realize that it wasn't a bad score. And so there's once you delete it, there's no way of retrieving it. So I kind of screwed myself there.
You know what? Because Erica, stop looking back.
It was meant to be.
Yeah, look forward.
It was meant to be.
Or you would not have deleted it. All right, go ahead.
All right, well, thank you very much. We're going to rock and roll and put a bow and wrap this up. We appreciate you holding for a long time.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. Good luck to you. Study, study, study. That's all I can say.
Yes.
Yep, she knows that.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. And there's a lot of, back in our day, there was no internet, and they used to, you used to go and buy a big expensive book from Walden Books or something like SAT study guides and practice tests and ACT they had for the entrance exams for college. Yes, they're big, giant books. I mean, you could probably still buy the books, but you can get everything online now. So.
Last thing I'd like to say to you, Erica, I have nothing but faith in you.
Gotta have
and
faith.
Now it's up to you to have the same. Okay.
You know, she said she basically you were confirming her gut.
Yeah.
After you gave her a reading, she said that's what she
and
felt
the,
too.
It, she
confirmation.
Said to herself, give it a shot. And we, I said the same words.
Yeah, just prep. All you can do is prep, prep, prep the best you can do. And then it is what it is after once you sit down and take it. Yep.
Is it like I wonder on a curve?
No, it's a score, Deb. It's just a score. There's a number. Boom. Like when you take an SAT or an ACT. Here's what you got for a number. And some colleges, different colleges have different standards. Like, so that number's not good enough for us. And then this other college says, that's a pretty good score. That's good enough for us to enter in our college.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, it's a number.
Well, she sounds so driven and, you know, full of positive energy. I like that.
I like it indeed. Shall we? What shall we?
All right. You take it. You're going to, I know which one. Join us.